妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我们先一起来读两处的圣经。
Let's first read together two portions of the scripture.
我们先来读诗篇第九十五篇。
First Psalm chapter 95.
第九节到第十一节。
Verses 9 to 11.
诗篇第九十五篇第九节。
Psalm chapter 95, verse 9.
那时，你们的祖宗视我、看我，并且观看我的作为。
When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they had seen my works.
四十年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。
For 40 years I loathed that generation and said that they are people who err in their heart and they do not know my ways.
最后一个字作为啊，我们中文翻译成作为其实是不准确的。
That last phrase in the Chinese translation it is translated into work, which is not completely accurate.
因为原文Eric 这个词无论是在原文的意思还是几乎所有的英文版本都翻译成道路。
Because in the original language, it uses the word derek, and in its translation and its meaning, and even in other translations, it is translated as ways.
第九节最后那个是作为，它原文是 poel, 那么确实就是作为的意思。
But in verse 9, the original language for work is translated as work.
所以第九节的意思是说，以色列的先祖祖宗们，他们的祖宗观看神的作为，但是第十节告诉我们，他们却不知道神的道路。
So in verse 9, it tells them that their fathers, they actually had seen God's work, but in verse 10, it's saying they did not know His ways.
第十一节，所以我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Verse 11, therefore I swore in my anger, truly they shall not enter into my rest.
我们第二处的经文是在耶利米书第六章。
The second scripture passage is in Jeremiah chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章第十六节到十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16 to 17.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看。访问古道，这个古道这个词是复数，就是有很多的古道。哪是善道？善道是单数，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。
Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see the, and ask for the ancient paths. And notice that this is plural. Where the good way, notice this is singular, where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it.
是细节，我设立守望的人照管你们，这个守望的人是多数，说要听脚声，脚声是单数，他们却说我们不听。
Verse 17, and I set watchmen over you, watchmen is plural, listen to the sound of the trumpet, that sound is singular, but they said, we will not listen.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving.
实在是你的恩典和怜悯和爱，又把我们一同召集在你的宝座面前。
It is by your grace, mercy, and love that you've gathered us once again before your throne.
Oh, 我们实在要把我们心中的感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给你，还有我们的主耶稣基督，你的爱子。
And we truly want to give you all the praise, thanksgiving, and glory from our hearts to you and to your Son, Lord Jesus.
我们也求你在这个时候也来祝福我们。
We ask also that at this time you would bless us.
借着你的话和圣灵的膏抹，能够讲在我们每一个人的心。
That through your word and anointing of the Holy Spirit, you would speak to each one of our hearts.
我们这样子祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督宝贵的。
And we pray this in the name of your Son's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
2020年总算过去了。
So the year 2020, has finally passed.
但是它带给我们巨大的冲击和后果还在继续。
But it has brought us a great shock and its consequences continue.
Yes. 特别是两件事情。
Especially in two matters.
一个就是 COVID-19, 就是冠状病毒带给我们的瘟疫。
One is the COVID-19 virus and its pandemic.
整个世界都落在了惊慌恐惧的下面。
And the whole world was closed in panic.
成千上万的人都感染了病毒。
Thousands upon thousands of people have contracted the virus.
神的儿女也不例外。
Including God's children.
昨天晚上我们一些弟兄姊妹一同迫切地为我们在病床上在这个重症病床上的弟兄。
And last night, several brothers and sisters gathered together and urgently prayed for one of our brothers who is severely ill.
Right. 这是第一件事情，就是这个瘟疫。
And this is the first matter, which is this pandemic.
第二件事情呢，就是有一个人，他把美国，甚至整个世界都搅得天翻地覆。
And the second thing is that there's this one person who has basically upset, turned upside down the United States as well as the world.
特别是美国大选更是达到了高潮。
And also that the U.S. general election has reached a climax.
可能在美国历史上找不到一个人像现任的美国总统。
Perhaps, you cannot find anywhere in the history of the U.S. someone like the current president.
多少人对他恨之入骨。
So how many people hate him to their core?
以至于他的竞选对手躲在地下室里面，就得到了美国历史上最高的普选票。
So much so that his election component hid in the basement and still managed to get the most number of popular votes during the election.
我们都知道，主流媒体、高科技公司、华尔街、亿万富翁都同心协力，不择手段的要把他骂下总统宝座。
So we know that mainstream media, the high-tech companies, Wall Street, billionaires, all worked together to, by whatever means to remove him from his presidency.
同样的，很多人对这个人有爱之深切。
But at the same time, there were also many people who loved him very deeply.
无论他做什么，几乎都无条件的支持他。
And no matter what he did, they supported him.
他们认为他在拯救美国，在拯救世界。
They believe that he is here to save the United States and save the world.
所以这个人所得的选票，普选票也是历史上第二高的。
And so that this person received the second highest number of popular votes in history.
这次美国总统大选。
And so this American presidential election.
Right, 非常多的基督徒带着前所未有的热情参与其中。
There were many Christians who participated with an unprecedented passion.
Right. 甚至我们都看见那些与世隔绝的阿米西人，就是也是基督徒，他们是赶着马车出来，积极的出来投票。
We even see those, the Amish, were also Christians who have separated themselves from this world. They hitched their carriages and drove out to vote.
我认识一位弟兄。
I know one brother.
他是在休斯顿。
He lives in Houston.
Houston. 前几天他开车，一个人开车从休斯顿到华盛顿 DC 参加1月6号的大游行。
So he drove from Houston a couple of days ago to Washington DC to on the 6th.
他是和平的示威者，后来他平安的回去了。
So he was there just to observe, and then he peacefully returned.
Right. 为什么这些基督徒有这么大的热情来参加这次大选？
So why are so many Christians participating in the election with such enthusiasm?
他们是在争取不断失去的，也正在失去的信仰自由和权利。
And so they want to speak up for the fairness and justice of society.
For the faith, the faith,
faith. for the faith and freedom.
Right. 他们忧伤美国越来越背离神。
So they are grieved that the United States is going further and further from God.
我们是在看见他们替美国在神面前认罪悔改进食祷告。
And so they are before God confessing and repenting on behalf of the U.S. and fasting and praying.
可是选举的结果让他们大失所望。
But in the end, they were sorely disappointed by the result.
神为什么不听他们的祷告？
So why is it that God didn't listen to their prayers?
难道神要任凭美国继续这样败坏下去？
Is it that God wants to give over America to continual corruption?
美国败坏以后世界能更好吗？
So if the United States is corrupted, will the world be better for it?
以色列不就孤立了？
Wouldn't Israel be lost?
Yeah, by himself. By itself.
Mm-hmm.
我们看一看今天世界上都是些什么样的国家天天在盼望着美国能够衰败甚至灭亡。
So take a look at what countries in the world today are looking forward to the languishing of the United States.
所以2020年所发生的事情可以说是史无前例。
So we can say that what has happened in 2020 is unprecedented.
有的人说肯定是撒旦的作为。
Some people say that it is definitely the work of Satan.
但是有的人相信是神的作为。
But others believe that it is the work of God.
诗篇第二十四篇这样说。
So it says in Psalm 24,
地和其中所充满的。
That the earth and all it contains.
世界和住在其间的都属耶和华。
The world and all those who dwell in it belong to the Lord.
所以无论是自然灾害或者是在上掌权的甚至我们所说的撒旦敌基督假先知。
So whether it's natural disasters or those in authority, Satan, the Antichrist or false prophets.
Right. 都不过是神手中的工具为要成就他的旨意。
They are only tools in God's hand to accomplish his will.
作为神在地上的儿女。
So as children of God on the earth,
我们当然要留心观察正在发生的这些事情。
We of course need to pay attention and study what is happening.
但是这是不够的。
But just that is not enough.
诗篇95篇我们刚才读的告诉我。
So in Psalm 95, what we just read, it tells us.
我们都知道以色列出埃及以后，他们就到了旷野，在旷野观看神的作为有40年之久。
We know that after the Israelites came out of Egypt, they were in the wilderness for 40 years observed many of God's works.
但他们的心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得神的道路。
But their hearts were often muddled and led astray. They did not know God's ways.
所以神在路中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
So God in his anger said, truly they shall not enter into my rest.
希伯来书第三章特别引用了这段诗篇要来警告劝诫基督徒。
Hebrews chapter 3 specifically quotes the psalm in order to warn and to exhort Christians.
尤其是在这末世地上所发生的事情越来越混杂令人迷惑。
Especially during these last days when everything on earth is becoming more and more confusing.
我们不仅需要留心的观看，而且更是要努力的去看清神的道路是什么。
We not only need to observe what is happening, but more also to clearly know what's God's way in it.
我们如何才能够晓得神的道路呢？
That way we can know what God's path is, God's way is.
我们都知道大约是在2600年前。
We know that about 2,600 years ago,
犹大南国
the southern kingdom of Judah was about to be was about to perish.
我们知道在历史上有一段时间，大概350年左右，以色列被分成了南国和北国。
We know that in the Israelite history, for about 350 years, the kingdom was divided into the northern and southern kingdoms.
北国早在130多年前就已经灭亡了。
The Northern Kingdom, about 130 years prior, was also was already destroyed.
现在轮到南国，犹大南国。 上就要灭亡。
And now it is the southern kingdom's turn to be destroyed.
巴比伦的大军压境，全国从君王到百姓都人心惶惶。
So the Babylonian army was approaching, and so everyone from the king to the commoner was in panic.
很多虔诚的犹太人啊，犹大人都寄希望于神能够出手相救。
So there were many pious Judeans who had this hope that God would stretch out His hand and save them.
因为他们是耶和华名下的百姓和国家。
Because they were a people and a country under the name of Jehovah.
但是他们完全不知道。
But they were completely without the knowledge.
Right. 正是因为他们的国家背离神。
Because their kingdom had left God.
Right. 神现在或者说他们的人民背离神，神现在就是要借巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手来施行毁灭。
That God was using the hand of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar to destroy them.
本来哈。他们还有一点点时间可以逃离灭亡。
So originally they had a little bit of time to escape from this particular disaster.
神借着先知耶利米告诉他们。
God used the prophet Jeremiah to tell them.
你们当站在路上查看，访问那些古道。
You're standing by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths.
看看其中哪一条，哪一个是善道。可以变形在其间。
See which one is the good way and walk in it.
这样你们的心里必得安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
耶利米就是其中的一个吹号者。
And Jeremiah was one of the trumpeters.
可是这些人说我们不听。
But these people said we will not listen.
所以最后我们看见那些不听的人都倒在刀剑和饥荒的下面。
And so in the end, we saw that those who did not listen fell by the sword nor destroyed.
今天我们正是站在交叉的路口上。
And today we are standing at a crossroads.
我们需要好好的去访问，去查看那些古道。
And so we need to take a good look and study these ancient roads.
看看其中哪一条是善道，我们变形在其间，这样我们心才可以得安息。
To find which one is the good way and to walk in it so that we will find rest for our souls.
尽管外面啊所发生的事情实在令人惊慌迷惑。
But no matter how confusing and panicking the outside world is.
今天我们就要来查看两条古道。
And so today we're going to look at two ancient paths.
一条是亚伯拉罕的道路，一条是罗德的道路。
One is the way of Abraham and the other is the way of Lot.
我们先来看罗德的道。
First, we're going to look at the way of Lot.
我们一起来读三处的圣经。
Let's read together three passages of the Bible.
我们先来看创世纪第十九章。
First, Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪十九章十五节到十七节。
Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 to 17.
因为罗德的故事还是蛮长的，所以我们为了节约时间能够准时结束，所以我们只是选一部分来读，我到时候会给大家解释。
Because Lot's story is actually quite long, and so we want to be cognizant of the time and end on time, we're just going to read certain passages, and then I will explain them.
所以十九章第十五节，天明了，天使吹逼罗德说，起来。带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城的罪恶同被剿灭。
Chapter 19, verse 16. When morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Take up your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city."
但罗德迟延不走，二人就是两个天使，二人因为耶和华连续罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手。并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。
But he hesitated, so the men, here the men are the angels, seized his hand and the hand of his wife and the hands of his two daughters, for the compassion of the Lord was upon him, and they brought him out and put him outside the city.
领他们出来以后就说，逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你被剿灭。
When they had brought him outside, one said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you and do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains or you will be swept away."
And we'll
look at verses 24 to 26.
当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降于索多玛和俄摩拿，把那些城和全平原，并城里所有的居民，连地上生长的都毁灭了。
Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground.
罗德的妻子在后边回头一看，就变成了一根盐柱。
But his wife from behind him looked back and she became a pillar of salt.
我们再来看新约圣经彼得后书第二章。
Now we'll take a look at the New Testament, 2 Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们读第五节到第六节到第八节。
Read from verses 6 to 8.
彼得后书第二章第六节。又判定索多玛俄摩拿将二城倾覆焚烧成灰。作为后世不敬虔人的见解，只搭救了那常为一人隐形忧伤的一只搭救了那常为恶人隐形忧伤的一人罗德。
Chapter 2, verse 6. And if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example to those who live ungodly lives thereafter, and if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men.
因为那义人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
For by what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds.
彼得后书告诉我们，罗德是一个义人。
The second Peter tells us that Lot was a righteous man.
他住在索多玛，天天看见、听见索多玛人那些淫乱、不法的事。
He lived in Sodom, and daily he saw and heard the adultery and lawlessness of the people of Sodom.
所以他的义心就天天的伤痛。
And so his righteous soul was tormented every day.
他实在为恶人、索多玛恶人的淫行忧伤。
And so he was grieved for the evil and the adultery of the wicked.
所以当神把索多玛俄摩拉要焚烧成灰的时候，就搭救了罗德。
So when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and reduced them to ashes, he saved Lot.
不知道多少人熟悉罗德的故事。
I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with the story of Lot.
创世纪第十一章记载。
Genesis chapter 11 records
罗德的父亲哈南很早就死了。
That Lot's father Haran died very early.
所以他的爷爷塔拉和叔叔亚伯拉罕格外的疼爱他。
So his grandfather Terah and his uncle Abraham loved him very much.
不管他们走到哪里都要带上罗德。
So wherever they went, they brought Lot.
所以到后来神呼召亚伯拉罕要他离开本地本族父家的时候。
So when God called Abraham to leave his country and his father's home,
亚伯拉罕就带着自己的妻子和罗德到了迦南。
Abraham took his wife and also Lot to Canaan.
到了后来因为他们两个人的牛群、羊群还有财物都越来越多。
And later because they had it,their cattle and their sheep flock and their possessions increased.
Right. 所以他们不分开来住。
So they had to separate.
罗德当时就举目看见约旦河的平原地带。
And so at that point, Lot raised his eyes and saw the plains of the Jordan River.
就是索多玛和俄摩拉的那带地区。
So that's the region where Sodom and Gomorrah were.
因为约旦河水的滋润那个地方那个草因为有牛群羊群嘛就非常的富饶所以就像伊甸园或者说像埃及地一样。
And because that Jordan River nourished that area, and there was a lot of grass there for his cattle and for his flock, and it resembled the Garden of Eden and the land of Egypt.
所以罗德毫不犹豫地选择了约旦河平原地带。
So Lot didn't hesitate to choose the plains of the Jordan River.
最后呢，他就定居在索多玛这个城市的里面。
And finally, he settled into the city of Sodom.
一住在那里，大约就住了二十多年，直到神毁灭索多玛、蛾摩拉为止。
And so once he settled in there for more than 20 years until God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
知道吗？罗德显然非常喜欢索多玛。
You know that it seems that Lot really liked Sodom and Gomorrah.
他的妻子有可能是索多，就是索多玛的。
Sodom. And his wife was probably from Sodom.
两个女儿应该是在索多玛出生的。
And his two daughters were probably born in Sodom.
未来的女婿肯定是索多玛的。
And his future son-in-laws were definitely from Sodom.
有一次啊，北方有四个王联合起来要攻打南方，南方包括索多玛和俄摩拉。
So there was once when the four kings in the north gathered together to attack kings in the south, including Sodom.
Right, 就把罗德还有他的财物，我相信罗德的一家都可能都被掳去了。
And so Lot and all of his belongings and his entire family were captured.
Right, 好在那个亚伯拉罕知道了，就及时出手相救。
But fortunately, Abraham heard of it and immediately went to rescue them.
才使罗德虚惊了一场。
And so this was a close call for Lot.
但是你知道罗德回来以后做什么？他又回到索多玛去住。
But you know what happened when Lot was rescued? He went back to live in Sodom.
因为他实在太喜欢那个地方。
Because he liked that place too much.
但是他的确的的确确为索多玛人的言行忧伤。
But he was very grieved for Sodom's adulterous nature.
他的心天天在伤痛。
And his soul was daily tormented.
因为他眼睁睁地看见索多玛一天一天的败坏。
Because he saw he witnessed daily the corruption of Sodom.
即便是如此，到了神最后马上就要毁灭索多玛的时候，罗德还是不肯离开。
Even so, that even when God was about to destroy Sodom, Lot still didn't want to leave.
是天使拉着他们一家四口的手，两个天使正好拉着四个人，领他们出了城，吩咐他们不要再回头看。
It was the two angels who took the four members of his family outside of the city and told them not to, to run and not look back.
要往山上跑，往山上跑，免得灭亡。
And to run for the mountains, unless they would also perish.
我们实在看见罗德的忧伤，罗德的心痛，并没有挽回索多玛、俄摩拉灭亡的结局。
So we see that Lot's grieving and his torment for Sodom didn't change the outcome of Sodom or Gomorrah.
如果罗德是活在今天，他就是一个爱国的基督徒。
So if Lot lived today, he would probably be considered a patriotic Christian.
从美国大选的结果来看，神似乎没有听爱国基督徒们的祷告。
So looking at the results of the election today, it seems that God did not listen to the prayers of patriotic Christians.
Right. 或者换一个角度看，或许这些爱国的基督徒们啊，是不是需要好好来想一想，为什么神允许这样的结果发生？
From another perspective, perhaps the patriotic Christians need to look carefully to see why it is that God let these things happen.
很多人都说罗德代表第二代的基督徒。
So many people say that Lot represents second generation Christians.
大概是因为第二代的基督徒从小在教会长大。
This is probably because second generation Christians have grown up in the church.
自然而然他们就跟随了父母亲的信仰。
And so naturally, they follow the faith of their parents.
就像罗德跟随叔叔亚伯拉罕到迦南一样。
It's like how Lot followed his uncle Abraham into the land of Canaan.
这样的说法啊，我不知道我们下一代的人是不是真的喜欢。
But saying this, I'm not sure if our second generation would like it.
Right. 其实更好一点的说法啊，是罗德所代表的。
So a better way to say this is that Lot represents.
他所代表的是没有得到神的启示和神 神的意象。
It's better to say that Lot represents Christians who have not received yet God's revelation or vision.
也就是说，他们没有看清神道路的，他们是没有看见神道路的基督徒。
So these are Christians who have not yet seen God's way.
不管我们是家里边的第一代、第二代、第三代基督徒，如果我们有神的意的启示。
So whether or not we are the family's first, second, or third generation Christian, if we have God's revelation.
如果我们有属天的意象，明白神的道路，我们就是第一代基督徒。
If we have the heavenly vision and understand God's way, then we are the first generation Christian.
否则我们会像罗德一样，我们去爱索多玛，把索多玛当成自己的家。
Otherwise, we will become like Lot and live in Sodom and regard Sodom as our home.
因为索多玛实实在在是我们看得见摸得着的。
Because Sodom is something that we can see and is very tangible to us.
末日来临之前，世界必将满溢。
For the end of the times, the fullness of the measure of evil will come into its fullness.
美国也不例外。
Including the U.S.
就我们的主耶稣说，就像末日的来临，就像罗德的日子，外面看起来好像什么都没有发生似的。
The Lord Jesus said that at the end of time, the days will be just like as of Lot. It doesn't seem like anything in particular is happening on the outside.
人好像还在又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又建造。
So people are eating and drinking, they're buying and selling, they're planting and building.
主说到，我们的主说，到了罗德出索多玛的那一天，就有火和硫磺从天降下，把他们全都灭了。这是路加福音十七章二十八节。
And so, this from Luke chapter 17, verse 28. So this is as it would happen in the days of Lot, up until the day Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire and brimstone from heaven.
罗德一家最后的结局我们都知道。
So the final ending of Lot's story we all know.
他的妻子回头想要看索多玛最后一眼，使他变成了盐柱。
Lot's wife wanted to take a final glance at Sodom, and so she turned around and was turned into a pillar of salt.
两个女儿竟然和罗德生了孩子，成了淫乱，成了圣经里边淫乱和肉体的象征。
And so the two daughters had children by Lot and became symbol of fornication and flesh.
罗德就像从火里所抽出来的一根柴。
And so Lot is like a stick drawn out from the fire.
Yeah, 我们家里喜欢烤 barbecue. 有时候我们为了增加点烟子，我们会把一根很大的木头放在我们是气炉嘛，放在那个炉子里边和肉一起同烤同烧。
So my family likes to barbecue. And sometimes to increase the smoke, we'll put a large piece of firewood into the barbecue grill.
肉烤好了，但是那个木头表面已经烧得焦焦的。但是还，我们把它拿出来，表外面焦焦的，但里面还是木头。
And so once the meat is done, the firewood on the outside is completely charred. But if you take it out and remove the char, it's inside is still wood.
先知阿莫斯啊，警告后来的以色列人。
And so the prophet Amos warned the later Israelites.
他是代表神说，他说我就是神，请夫你们中间的诚意。如同我从前请赴索多玛俄摩拉一样。
So he says that I, meaning God, I overthrew you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
使你们好像从火里抽出来的一根柴。阿莫斯书四章十一节。
And you were like a firebrand snatched from a blaze. This is from Amos chapter 4 verse 11.
保罗同样警告基督徒。
In the same manner, Paul also warned Christians.
保罗说在审判的日子将有火要试验个人的工程怎样。
Paul says that on the day of judgment, there is a fire to test each Christian's work.
人的工程若是被烧毁了，他就要受亏损。
If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss.
他自己却要得救，虽然得救，人乃像从火里经过一样。哥林多前书三章十五节。
But he himself will be saved, yet as though through fire, from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15.
在这个 我们这个越来越混杂迷惑人的时候。
So in this increasingly confusing and messy time,
在一个接着一个只有神允许才可能发生的事情当中。
And so with each and every happening that can only be happening through the allowance of God,
我们能看清神的道路吗？
Can we clearly see God's way?
但愿我们的结局不要像罗德那样，虽然得救，像是从火里抽出来的一根柴。
So that we don't end up like Lot, that though we're saved, it's like being a stick drawn out from the fire.
但是我在这里需要补充一点。
But here I need to add on a little bit.
我们千万不要小看罗德这样的基督徒。
Do not look down upon Christians who are like Lot.
至少他们为淫乱不法的事情还忧伤痛心。
At least they that their hearts were tormented and oppressed by the adulterous nature.
所以圣经说罗德是个义人。
And that's why the Bible says that Lot was a righteous man.
可是你，我们看看今天。
But take a look today.
多少的基督徒已经习惯了所多玛的淫乱。
How many Christians have already become used to the lawlessness of Sodom?
甚至我们有份在这个淫乱的里面。
Even so much that we take part in their adulterous activities.
但愿所有的基督徒从现在开始就睁大我们的眼睛。
I hope, hopefully that all of Christians from today would open our eyes.
好好的查看接下来在美国在世界将要发生的事情。
And closely study what is happening and going to happen in the world and in the US.
仔细对照神的话。
And carefully look at God's word.
特别是我们下一代。
Especially our next generation.
假如说我们的主还要迟延回来的话。
So if the Lord tarries his return,
如果你们拒绝与这个世界同流合污的话
，and if you continue if you refuse to be in the company of this world,
right? 你们的见证，你们的日子将非常艰难。
So that your testimony and your lives will be very strong.
Very tough, very hard, very hard. 这。不是我说的，这是启示录所预言的。
This is not me saying it. This is said in Revelation.
Right. 愿主怜悯保守我们。
But the Lord have mercy and keep us.
下面我们要来看第二条轨道，充满了光，就是亚伯拉罕所走的道。
And next we want to take at the second path, a path or a way filled with light, and that is the way of Abraham.
我们来看。创世纪第十八章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 18.
我们因为刚才我们读罗的故事是十九章，那个时候索多玛正在灭亡。我们现在回过头，稍微回头看看第十八章在灭亡之前发生的事情。
So we just read the story of Lot in chapter 19, at the time when Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be destroyed. So now we're going to go a little beforehand, before that destruction.
Right. 我们来看第十八章的十六节。
Take a look at chapter 18, verse 16.
三人就从那里起行，向索多玛观看。亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。三人哈，这三个人中有一个是耶和华神，有两个就是要灭索多玛的天使。
So then the men rose up from there and looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham was walking with them to send them off. So the men, there were three of them, and one of them was the Lord Jehovah, and two of them were the angels who were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
或者说那两个要救罗德的天使应该这样说。
Or another way of saying it is the two men who would go save Lot.
第十七节，耶和华说，我所要做的事，且可瞒着亚伯拉罕。
Verse 17, the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?
亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。
Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
第十九节，我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属，遵守我的道。那个道应该是道路，原文就是和刚才我们所念的诗篇是一样的，是道路 Derry。秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
Verse 19, for I have chosen him that, so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. And this way is the same in the original language as the way in, or path in Psalm. To keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him.
耶和华说，所多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，甚闻于我。我现在要下去查看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。
And the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me. And if not, I will know.
二人转身离开那里，向所多玛去，但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华面前。
Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom, while Abraham was still standing before the Lord.
那两个天使就去要遇见罗德了，去所多玛去。然后第二十三节，亚伯拉罕近前来说，无论善恶，你都要剿灭。
So those two men went toward Sodom to save Lot. Okay, verse 23, Abraham came near and said, will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked?
我们读第十九章二十七节。
And we'll read next, chapter 19, verse
17. 27. 27,
sorry.
十九章第二十七节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，到了他从前站在耶和华面前的地方。
Chapter 19, verse 27. Now Abraham arose early in the morning and went to the place where he had stood before the Lord.
向所多玛和俄摩拉与平原全地观看，不料那地方烟气上腾，如同烧窑一般。
And he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the valley, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land ascended like the smoke of a furnace.
当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕正在请服罗德所住之城的时候，就打发罗德从请服中出来。
Thus it came about when God destroyed the cities of the valley that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived.
我们最后再来看希伯来书第十一章。
And finally, let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11.
我们读第八节到第十节，这是这段圣经是上个星期我们的弟兄分享的时候也交通到的。
We're going to read from verses 8 to 10, and these verses were also shared upon by our brother last week.
第希伯来书十一章第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客。好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, following heirs of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
我们圣经就读到这里。
So we'll pause here for my scripture reading.
旧约和新约都有很多关于亚伯拉罕的记载和讲论。
So both the Old Testament and the New Testament have many records and accounts about Abraham.
他被称为是受割礼之人的父，就是以色列人的父，也被称为是以信心为本之人的父，就是我们今天基督徒。
So he is considered the father of the circumcision, so those are the Israelites, as well as the father of those who are in faith, referring to us as Christians.
Right. 我们今天只是从所多玛、俄摩拉的故事来看亚伯拉罕所走的道路。
So today we're just going to look at Abraham's path in terms of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在索多玛和俄摩拉即将毁灭之前。
So right before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah,
神提前告诉了亚伯拉。
God told Abraham of this in advance.
神说我要做的事情不应该瞒着亚伯拉。
God said that I should not conceal what I'm about to do from Abraham.
我既然拣选了他，要叫他吩咐他的众子和全家遵守我的道路。
Because I've chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep my way.
你可以把它翻译成，如果你看原文的话，就在走在这条道路上的意思。
So you can translate it also if you look at the original language as to ones who will walk this way.
就是要亚伯拉罕的子孙一直走在这条道路上，能够秉公行义，就是行正义、公义的事情，使我应许他的话都能成就。
And so it's to have Abraham's descendants continually walk on this way, or this path, by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord can bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him.
知道吗？亚伯拉罕显然知道索多玛的罪恶引起。
And so you know that Abraham knew of Sodom's sinfulness and adulterousness.
当初他为了救罗德，率领自己的家丁打败了那北方的五个王，四个王。
And so...At that time, in order to save Lot, he led his own family soldiers to fight the four northern kings.
Right, four northern kings. Right. 他得胜回来的时候，索多玛王还有撒冷王麦基洗德都出去迎接亚伯拉罕。
When he came back victorious, the king of Sodom and the king of Salem, Melchizedek, came out to meet Abraham.
亚伯拉罕把自己掳来的所得来的掳物拿了四分之一。
And so Abraham gave Melchizedek one tenth of the spoils that he had captured.
他显然很尊敬麦基洗德。
And he seemed to be very reverent of Melchizedek.
但是他对索多摩王的态度完全相反。
But his attitude toward the king of Sodom was completely opposite.
索多摩王是先来讨好亚伯拉罕，说你把人口给我留下。抢回来的那些财物就包括我的啊，你都把它拿去。
So the king of Sodom came to Abraham first, trying to please him, and said, "Just give me my people, all the spoils you have captured, you can keep for yourself."
亚伯拉罕对索多玛王这样说。
And so Abraham replied to king of Sodom like this:
凡你的东西，就是一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿。
So whatever is yours, I will not take a thread or a sandal thong.
免得你说是你叫我富足了。
So that you can't say that I have made Abram rich.
当耶和华告诉亚伯拉罕说他要毁灭索多玛和摩拉。
So when Jehovah told Abraham that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
当时亚伯拉罕和耶和华就是神一行总共有四个人正站在那个希伯伦的高山上。
So at that time, Lord Jehovah, Abraham, so there were four of them in total, Lord Jehovah and Abraham and the two angels were standing on a high part of a mount in Hebron?
Hebron, yes.
Hebron.
Hebron. 然后他们都一起朝着索多玛在观看。
So they were all together looking towards Sodom.
和俄摩拉因这两个挨着的城市啊。这个时候当两个天使马上就离开了，然后亚伯拉罕就进到耶和华面前说。
So they're all looking towards the area of Sodom and Gomorrah, and then the two angels left, and Abraham was left in the presence of Jehovah, and he said to him.
Yeah, he approached the Lord. 他说无论善恶你都要剿灭嘛，他对神这么说。
And so Abraham approached the Lord and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked?
接下来的话是我们没有读的，如果大家有兴趣，就是48章23节开始到33节，很长的一段，因为没有时间读。他这样说的，他是大对神说，假如城里边有50个义人，你还要剿灭那地方吗？
And so the following is recorded in chapter 18 verses 23-33, which we didn't read because of time, so you can read it if you are interested. But Abraham says to God, suppose there are 50 righteous people within the city.
You want to destroy that city?
Do you want to destroy it as well?
然后不为这五十个义人饶恕其中的人吗？ 将恶义人和恶人同杀，将义人和恶人一同看待，这不是你神所应该做的事。
So will you not spare this place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Do you slay the righteous with the wicked, or do you treat the wicked as the righteous? Far be it from you to do such a thing.
因为你是审判全地的主，你应该是行公义。亚伯拉罕竟然对神这样说。
And because you are the judge of all the earth, so you must deal justly. So imagine Abraham speaking like this to the Lord.
耶和华怎么样？耶和华说，我若在索多玛城里建有五十个义人，我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方所有的人。
But the Lord replied like this. He said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place on their account.
接下来亚伯拉罕在神的面前祷告更大胆。
But then afterwards, Abraham prayed even more boldly before the Lord.
就简直就像是在测试神的那个底线啊，说试神探神的那个底线。
So it seemed like Abraham was just probing for what God's bottom line was.
亚伯拉罕对神说，我当然他的态度很好啊，我虽然是灰尘，还敢对主说话。
And so Abraham continued, but his attitude was correct. And he says, even though I am dust and ashes, I'm going to ask this.
他说，假如里面有四十五个义人怎么办？有四十个义人怎么办？三十个、二十个，直到十个，你怎么办？
And he said, what if there are 45 righteous people? 40, 30, 20, how about 10 righteous people? Then what will happen?
神回答说，如果里面有十个义人，我也不毁那那城。
And the Lord replied so that he says that even if on the count of 10 righteous people in the city, I will not destroy it.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见没有？亚伯拉罕为索多玛的祷告何等的情辞迫切。
Brothers and sisters, can we see how earnestly and urgently that Abraham prayed for the city?
虽然他和索多玛一直保持一个安全的社交距离。
Even though he always kept a safe distance from the city of Sodom.
可惜整个索多玛只有罗的一个义人在为罪恶和淫行忧伤。
So there was, unfortunately, there was only one righteous man in Sodom, Lot, who was grieved for Sodom's lawlessness and adultery.
弟兄姊妹，我再重复一下，整个索多玛城里面只有一个人在为罪恶淫行忧伤。
And so, brothers and sisters, let me repeat again. In all of the city of Sodom, there was only one righteous man who was grieved because of the lawlessness of Sodom.
亚伯拉罕第二天早晨起来。
So Abraham got up early the next morning.
站在他当时和耶和华神站的地方，向索多玛和俄摩拉观看。
And he went to that place where he had stood before the Lord and looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah.
我这次专门去看了那个 3D, 就是立体的地图 ,3D map.
So this time I specifically went to look at a 3D map.
你知道索多玛俄摩拉的位置就是在那个死海的附近，是全球整个地球上海平面最低的地方。
You know that Sodom and Gomorrah actually are very close to the Dead Sea, and so it is at the lowest sea level, lowest sea level in all the world.
Right. 而亚伯拉罕当时所站的希伯伦大概要比索多玛要高1300米，我不知道准确的地方，至少有一公里的高，它就是在那个山的那个低谷处，就是那索多玛罗摩拉。
And so where Abraham stood in Hebron is probably around 1,300 meters higher than the valley where Sodom and Gomorrah were, at least a kilometer higher.
它就是在希伯伦的那山的那个低谷处，所以亚伯拉罕看他们的时候，就是好像是从天从上往下俯视一样。
And so he was standing at on the mountainside, looking into the valley, so as if he was looking from heaven down.
Right. 他看见那个地方烟气上腾，如同烧窑。
And he saw the smoke rising from that place like a furnace.
神纪念亚伯拉罕的祷告，就在倾覆索多玛俄摩拉的时候，把罗德从中拉了出来。
And so God remembered Abraham when he destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and pulled Lot out of that place.
圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕所走的道路 是神所指示的道路。
So the Bible clearly tells us that the way and the path that Abraham walked was the path that God indicated.
亚伯拉罕原来住在加勒底的乌尔是就是我们今天所说的两河流域就伊拉克的那附近。
And so Abraham originally lived in Ur of the Chaldeans, which is Mesopotamia, where modern-day Iraq is.
Right. 这是被公认的世界文明的发源地，很有可能就是伊甸园的所在。
And so this is the birthplace of human civilization, and very likely where the Garden of Eden is.
神从万族中拣选了亚伯拉罕，当时他的名字叫亚伯兰。
So God chose Abraham from amongst the nations. Originally his name was Abram.
他蒙召遵命出来的时候，离开的时候，他不知道往哪里去了。
And when he obeyed and was called out, he didn't know where he was going.
后来他才到了迦南，在那里神还给他取了名字，多次试验他的信心。
And eventually he came into Canaan, God changed his name and also tested him several times.
甚至曾试验他到一个地步要让他把自己的儿子以撒献上。
He tested him to such a point that he even asked him to offer up his son Isaac.
最后神让他看见了一座城。
And in the end, God let him see a city.
竟然不是神给他应许的迦南，根本就不在这个地上。
And so that, God's promise of his land of Canaan was not on earth at all.
Yeah, exactly. 所以亚伯拉罕就把自己看成在地上寄居的人。
And so Abraham saw himself as a sojourner on earth.
希伯来书第十一章第八节说，他因着信就在一所应许之地迦南做客。
And Hebrews chapter 11, it says that by faith he lived as an alien in the promised land.
好像是在异地居住帐篷，因为他在等候那座有根基的城。
Dwelling in tents because he was waiting for the city which has foundations.
是神所经营所建造的。
In which the architect and builder is God.
看见没有，亚伯拉罕凭着信心，一步一个脚印，越走越清楚。
Can you see that Abraham by faith walked step by step and each step was getting firmer?
他的道路就是信心的道路，也是今天我们这些以信为本的人应该走的。
And his way and his path was a path of faith, and this is the path that all of us today of faith who.
我们今天如何走在这条道路上？
So how should we walk this path today?
因为在这个混杂迷惑人的末世，这是我们非常迫切的需要。
Especially in this confusing and mixed up end time, this is an urgent need for us.
亚伯拉罕的故事至少从三个方面告诉我们如何来走这条信心的道。
So Abraham's story tells us how to walk this path from at least three different aspects.
第一就是要有行为的信心。
The first is to have faith with works.
Right.神的话已经非常清楚地显明什么是神信心的道路。
The word of God already clearly tells us what is this path of faith of works.
Right. 我们所需要做的就是把神的话用信心去调和。
What we need to do is to combine faith with the word of God.
什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
就是当我们从我们今天有圣灵在我们的里面啊。当我们从圣灵那儿从圣灵那儿得到从神话语的启得到从圣灵那里来神话语的启示。
And so today we all have the indwelling Holy Spirit. And so when we receive revelation from the Word, from the Spirit.
你知道吗？这个时候我们知道神的话叫 Logos, 是客观的真理。
So we all know that God's Word is called Logos.
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 Right. Logos. 我不知道那希腊那个字话 word 就是 logos, right?
In Greek, the original Greek word logos means God's word.
Right, 我不知道英文怎么说。当神圣灵把它启示在我们心里的时候，就变成了 rhema.
Oh, and then when the spirit reveals this word to us, it changes to the Greek word rhema.
Right, my time. 都是神的话，但是有一个是加了圣灵的膏油在里面，所以他讲在我们的心里面，就成了我们的启示。
And so both of speak of God's word, but one has added anointing of the Holy Spirit, and so come up, and then this becomes a revelation to us.
所以我们应该做的就是相信，并且一步一个脚印的去行出来，就像亚伯拉罕。
And so we should believe that revelation, and then step by step walk the walk.
Right. 神会在我们的行动中试验我们的信心。
And God will test our faith through our actions.
所以在我们的行动中啊，无论遭遇什么事，我们要凡事相信，凡事盼望。
And so, no matter what we encounter, we need to, we must have faith, and we must also have hope.
我们都知道，信心经过试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
We know that a faith that has been tested is even more precious than gold, which is perishable.
有行为的信心哈、啊，能使我们得到更多的启示。
Faith that has been tested by fire, baby, is going to will give us more praise and glory.
一次比一次更清楚神在前面怎么样带领我们，我们的目标是什么。
And at each step, and step by step, it will become more clearly what God wants from us.
这就是亚伯拉罕在信心道路上所经历的。
And this is the experience of Abraham's faith.
所以第一、啊、我们要有行为的信心，这是针对着神给我们的圣灵给我们的启示。神的话说的。
And so first, we need to have faith with works. And this is, comes from revelation of God's word.
This is towards God's revelation, the revelation of God's word. Towards, right? 因为第二是我们要站在远处，站在高处，这是针对或者 towards 事件和正在发生我们周围事情说的。
Second is that we need to stand away and stand on the high places, away from what's happening in the world around us.
This is this number two point is towards the world.
Okay.
First sense is towards God's word, right, revelation. Second is towards 世界 right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first point was towards God's word, and the second one is referred towards what's happening in the world.
Yeah, refer to the word. Yes, exactly. Thank you. 神把我们带到美国，或者把我们中，我们出生在美国，让我们在这里得到了耶稣。
So God brought us to the United States, or we were born in the United States, and led us to know Jesus and to obtain Him.
我们确实应该真心的在神面前为着美国祷告。
So we truly should sincerely pray for the U.S. before the Lord.
我们当然也应该关心美国社会的公平正义。
So of course we should be concerned for American social justice and righteousness.
为美国的堕落痛心疾首，就像罗德一样。
And so that we should 堕落
就的那个 corruption.
Oh, right. And so we should also be grieved and tormented for the corruption of the U.S. asLot was.
Right, 或者像亚伯拉罕也很迫切的祷告，对不对？但是我们对美国的感情啊，我们为美国或者为世界的祷告，不能超过神的界限。
And also, just as Abraham had prayed for Sodom, but our feelings and our prayers cannot exceed the limits of God.
Yeah, 无论是对美国对世界都应该如此。
No matter whether it's for the United States or for the world.
我们应该相信神在掌管运作地上一切的事情。
We need to believe in the God's control and operation of what's happening on the earth.
啊，神的道路高过我们的道路，神的意念高过我们的意念。
And so God's ways are higher than our ways, and His understanding is higher than ours.
我们应该学习亚伯拉罕。对待索罗玛的那个态度。
And so we should imitate Abraham's attitude towards Sodom.
他是站在远处，站在高处，站在神的面前。
He stood away from Sodom, high from Sodom, but stood before the Lord.
因为只有这样，我们才能够透过今天地上正在发生的事情，透过神在地上的作为， 看清神的道路。
So only in this way can we look at what's happening on earth and see instead what God's work is doing on earth.
Yeah, 才能够看清神。
Clearly.
Exactly, 才看清神的道路。你知道摩西和以色列人有什么不同？
And so do you know what the difference was between Moses and the Israelites?
诗篇103篇这样说。
Psalm 103 says this.
以色列人只看见了神的作为，但是摩西看见了神的道路。
So that the Israelites only saw God's works, but Moses saw God's ways.
Yes. 因为摩西是常常活在神的面前，他是在高山上，在西乃山上与神同在，当然他知道神的道路。
Because Moses is one who spent time before the Lord. He was on Mount Sinai before the Lord, and that is how he knew God's way.
刚才我们讲的第一点是要有行为的信心，这是针对神话语的启示说的，就针对神的话说的。第二，我们要站在高处远处，是针对世界说的，针对美国说的。
So the first point was to have faith with words, and this is by God's revelation of the word. The second is to stand away from the world.
Right, stand high and stand.
Stand high from the world.
第三也是最后一点，我们要做一个寄居的人，这是针对我们自己讲的。
And thirdly, and finally, we are to be as sojourners, and this is in regards to ourselves.
我们需要常常的提醒我们自己，我们不属于这个世界。
We need to constantly remind ourselves that we do not belong to this world.
我们基督徒在地上生活、行事为人，这刚才这点哈，我们不属于这个世界，这是我们基督徒在地上行事为人的底线。
So this statement that we are not of this world, this for Christians, our livelihood and our actions, this is our bottom line.
Yes, 尤其是当我们卷入到世界的事物中的时候，有时候是主动的，有时候是被动的。
This is especially for
us getting involved into the worldly affair. Proactive or active.
Okay, this especially refers to our affairs in this world, whether we participate proactively or we react to them.
Right. 这样的提醒我们常常这样提醒我们自己，是我们能够比较容易也比较快的能够脱去那些属地的情感和偏爱。
And this such reminder is so that we can more easily put off those fleshly emotion things that may ensnare us.
我们今天看到好多的神的儿女们现在陷到这个美国的选举的结果的，我们真是要提醒我们自己，我们只是一个寄居的人。
And so we see today many Christians are so wrapped up, especially in things like this election, so we need to remind ourselves that we are not of this world.
Yeah, 我们不属于这，其实我们都知道这些事。我们不属于。
We're not of this world, and in fact, we know this.
无论是美国、是印度、是台湾、是中国、是以色列，或者地上任何一个地方，都不是我们应该留恋的地方。
So what is the America, India, China, Taiwan, Israel, or any place on this world, it is not our home.
亚伯拉罕就是到了神给他应许的迦南。
Even Abraham, when he arrived in God's promised land in Canaan,
他仍然看自己是个寄居的。
He still saw himself as a sojourner.
不光是亚伯拉罕，希伯来书把那些信心的见证人给我们看见。
And not only Abraham, but Hebrews chapter 11 gives us all of these testimonies.
这些信心的见证人都承认他们自己在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
Those who are faithful, so all these they have testimonies of being aliens and sojourners.
上个主日，我们弟兄也特别强调这一点。
And last week, our brother also emphasized this point.
这些人他们完全不想再在地上为自己找一个家乡，也不把任何地方看成是自己的家乡。
So all of these did not want to find a physical home, and they did not consider any place on earth as their home.
他们所羡慕的乃是一个更美的家乡，是神为他们预备的。
And what they hope for, admires, is another home, which is what God has prepared for them.
就是天上那座有根基的城，就是神所轻盈所建造的。
Which is that city which has its foundations in heaven, and whose architect and builder is God.
这些人都是存着信心死的，没有一个人得着。
So all of these died in faith without having received the promises.
但是他们从远处看见神的那个应许，就欢喜的迎接。
But they welcomed from a distance having seen God's promises.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天知道那座城是什么吗？
Do we know today what that city is?
我们看见了没有？
Have we seen it?
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together and bow our heads.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father in heaven, we give you praise and thanks.
巴不得你借着你的话说啊，能够讲述在我们每一个人的心里面。
And would your word be received in each one of our hearts?
当我们今天生活在这个混杂令人迷惑的时代。
And that today, as we live during this time of confusion,
当我们在这里急迫地等候我们的主耶稣基督再次回来。
And while we earnestly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus,
我们也知道这个世界越来越走向背离。
And we know that this world continues down the path of corruption.
走向败坏，走向灭亡，恶贯满盈。
It is continually going down the path of destruction.
哦父啊，求你真是借着你的灵，把道路显明在我们每一个人的里面。
Father, would you reveal your way and your path to all of us?
让我们能够效法我们信心之父亚伯拉罕。
So that we can enact our faith in the same way as Abraham.
我们按照你的话语往前行。
That we would walk forward according to your word.
我们能够对世界上的事物能够站在高处，站在远处，站在你面前。
So that we would stand apart, away, and in the high places from the things of the world, and stand before you.
我们看我们自己在这个地上就是一个寄居的人。
So that when we see ourselves in this world, we are as sojourners.
主啊，求你保守所有在地上你的儿女们。
Lord, would you keep all of your children who are on earth?
你爱我们，你保守我们，因为你用重价买出了我们。
Did you love us and you protect us because you bought us back with a heavy price?
特别是保守在患难中的弟兄姊妹。
We especially pray for those who are in the brothers and sisters who are in tribulation.
保守我们下一代。你的儿女。
Would you also keep the second generation of your children?
当我们的主回来之前，你保守他们每一个人见主面的时候能够坦然无惧。
That you would keep all of them so that before they come, before the Lord Jesus comes again, we would be able to stand before you blameless.
在主台前的审判，说我们每一个人都欢喜而快乐。得到当得的奖赏。
So that in day of judgment, all of us would be able to receive a reward and joyfully receive a reward.
我们这样子祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.